This is WMNF Tampa. I like it when the words are easy to understand in a song. La, 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 la. Repeat. That was Iggy Pop with The Passenger, all right here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. And once again, Blaney, what a great show. What a great show. Puts on a great show in the 2 hours before this one. Make sure next week you tune in 2 hours early. Well, today, in celebration of Earth Day, we're going to play all dirty songs. Kidding, FCC, kidding. But we do have some songs to celebrate Earth Day. We have songs vying for band name and song title of the week. And as always, new music with bands such as songs such as Yella Alligator and Smoking Weed with Jesus. All that and a Tropical Heatwave preview coming up. Let's get started with brand new stuff. It's been a while for them. Jesus and Mary Chain.
So I'm saying goodbye to the people that I feel around. start the day. For a while it got me by. Everything I did seemed better when I was high. I don't know.
should not make my way up there. I should find myself somewhere where it's always cold inside.
Alejandro Escovedo with a track, Bury Me, originally on an album he put out called Gravity, but Alejandro has decided to re-record a bunch of his tracks, 14 of his tracks spanning his entire career. He remade. It's called Echo Dancing. Just came out like today or last week. So check it out, Alejandro Escovedo. Casey Musgraves before that with Deeper Well, and Jesus and Mary Chain with Girl 71 right here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Well, if you want to be like Harvey or Lecky or Pumpkin or Andy or Karen, well, you can contact us if you want to, dj@wmnf.org, or you can text us at 813-433-0885. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty excited the closer we get to Tropical Heat Wave. To seeing that show. Such a great show at the Cuban Club in Ybor City. And it's on May 4th, a Saturday night. It's going to be beautiful. And we have, here it is. It's what we're calling, what I'm calling is it's a weatherproof show. We've got three indoor stages and one outdoor, and you can work around that if it even for a second might rain or get too hot for you. You've got an alternative that you can go to. So I don't think any of those other big shows that you see out in the field somewhere, or maybe a park or something, can offer that. Maybe one tree or something like that. Well, let's go to Tropical Heat Wave. As I said, May 4th. Tickets are only $40 now. $40 in advance. You can give us a call at 813-239-9663, or even better, go online to WMNF.org. Here's one of the artists that's going to be performing at Tropical Heat Wave. We saw them at the Americana Festival and had to sign them up right away. This is Eddie Ninevolt, and he already knows a little bit about Florida. This is called Yellow Alligator.
Feeling now, baby. Just swimming through the gumbo. Gotta keep your head down, looking for the jumbo jet. Got a funny feeling, got the blues on Monday. Gotta swim back for the storm on Sunday, or we're all gonna get wet. Everybody living in the city, tell my mama she was dancing with the boombox. Passed right out and she fell in the boondock. It made a mighty sound. We're gonna have a party in the lowdown swampland. Grilling on some eagle with a no-name fireman. Just messing around. around. Everybody living in the city, but they're living a lie. Oh, they're living a lie. Playing all my music in the bayou where I always stay high. I gotta stay high, baby. Yes, I do. That's it. Move on. Sound great, brothers. We're tracking in history right now, y'all.
Yeah, the Lola. Send that one out to Mark. Eddie Ninevolt before that with Yellow Alligator. All right here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you, Flea?
Good. Now, I got a question for you, how your family does stuff. And when it comes to Earth Day, we like to open our presents Earth Day Eve. Do you wait till the morning or you open them in beforehand?
Presents on Earth Day?
Yeah.
That's not something our family does,
well,
I have to say.
It's time to introduce that.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, after the news, we have got a prediction of what life is going to be like if we just continue the way we're going.
All right. Thanks, Flea, and good afternoon. I'm Chris Young with the WMNF News headlines at 3:31. Today, Governor Ron DeSantis announced the appointment of James Satcher as Manatee County Supervisor of Elections. Satcher served as the chair of the Manatee Port Authority and the Tourist Development Council in 2023. He is a member of the Coastal and Heartland National Estuary Partnership Policy Commission and the Environmental Lands Management and Acquisition Advisory Committee. On Saturday, about 30 pro-Palestinian demonstrators took to the streets of Sarasota to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. WMNF's Josh Holton reports that while the march was peaceful, tensions were high.
Free, 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 Gaza! Free,
free, that's Raheem, a young boy using a megaphone for the first time. His mother, Dana Saleh, is a Palestinian and said her family was displaced from their home in 1948 and landed in the West Bank.
But if my grandpa decided to go to the Gaza side, we could have been anyways. Under the rubble, maybe.
She said she can't see herself voting for Joe Biden after Israel's assault on Gaza has left more than 10,000 children dead.
I want him to see to actually cease fire, to not send any more weapons.
But the chance for a free Palestine ignited the ire of pro-Israeli onlookers who wanted to highlight the Hamas attack last year.
Israel's 9/11! Israel's 9/11!
One of those onlookers assaulted protester Luna Cassandra.
And she came up to me and started screaming, "Why do you have a mask on? What are you scared of?" And then she grabbed at my mask on my face. And luckily, a bunch of people, intercepted and stopped her and just broke it up.
A vehicle also nearly ran into the crowd as they were on a crosswalk, prompting a protester to strike the car in response. Neither the driver nor the person allegedly hit by the car cooperated with law enforcement on the scene, and no charges were filed. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Sarasota.
The November 2024 ballot will let voters decide whether to allow the adult use of marijuana through a proposal known as Amendment 3. The News Service of Florida's Derek Cam spoke with Regulated Industries attorney John Lockwood, who has clients in the cannabis space. The two discussed what the state legislature may do to regulate a potential market for what's commonly known as recreational marijuana.
Let's talk about the legislature, what the legislature could do to implement this.
Yeah, so they'd have an opportunity, and what we saw last year was...
They have 6 months to implement the amendment if it passes in November. So that would be December, January, February, March, April, May. So they would be able to do it in the next legislative session in 2025.
Sure. And I think that, we'll see some of these ideas of, THC caps that came out. I think that's going to be, something... certainly there's probably going to be a restriction on, utilizing cannabis in public spaces. I think that's something that's going to be important.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because the governor has been saying, I wrote a little piece on this the other day because I was kind of like, am I hearing my ears or are they hearing right? Because he was saying, the state's going to smell like weed. You're going to smell it everywhere you go. And it's going to be like, again, with the California, we're going to go to hell in a handbasket, just like California, right? But I don't see anything in the amendment that would prevent the legislature from banning it being used or consumed in public places. For goodness sake, you can't smoke a cigarette on a beach in a public park, in a state park. So explain me this.
Yeah, I don't think there's any restriction on the legislature enacting those type of restrictions, And as it relates to, where the market is now and what it's going to be, we've got over 600 dispensaries as it sits today and a lot of cultivation facilities as it sits today. We have a very mature market already. So this idea that things are going to change substantially overnight is really, I think, just not the case.
Well, we already have, and the amendment does allow the current medical marijuana treatment centers to start selling, again, 6 months of recreational, and it gives the legislature the authority, or it doesn't prevent them from adding more licenses or creating more licenses for the rec market, right?
That's true. That's the case. But I don't think we need any more licenses. I mean, we've already got, as we were talking, there's 25 right now that are there.
Yeah.
20 of those have at least one dispensary.
Right.
We're in the queue for 20 some odd many more licenses, a potential for a few more Pigford licenses.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of facilities when you think on just the 20 that we have now. There's 600 and some odd, you know, dispensaries throughout the state. So
yeah.
I could see a scenario where, you know, no more licenses get granted.
That was News Service of Florida's Derek Kam speaking with Regulated Industries attorney John Lockwood on recreational marijuana. Right now it's 83 degrees and sunny. Tonight will be clear with a low of 62. I'm Chris Young with the WMNF News Headlines at 336 on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
Support for WMNF comes from our listeners and Covering Florida, providing confidential assistance for all Floridians looking to explore health care coverage options within the federal health insurance marketplace. Help is available by calling 877-813-9115 or online at coveringflorida.org.
It's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Because 2 times 3 is
6.
And 3 times 6 is
18.
And the 18th letter in the alphabet is
R.
Yeah. We got 3 R's we're gonna talk about today. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reuse, recycle. Well, if you're going to the market to buy some juice, you gotta bring your own bags and you learn to reduce your waste. We gotta learn to reduce. And if your brother or your sister's got some cool clothes, you can try them on before you buy some more of those. Reuse. We gotta learn to reuse. And if the first 2 R's don't work out, and if you gotta make some trash, well, don't throw it out. Recycle. We gotta learn to recycle. Gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Because 3, it's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
Can't you stand?
Music from Marvin Gaye, the classic Mercy, Mercy, Ecology. We recorded back in the 70s and we still haven't figured it out. Sorry, Marvin. Jack Johnson before that with three R's, and we started off with Talking Heads, Nothing But Flowers, right here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Got more music from a band that's playing Tropical Heat Wave. They're called Sweeping Promises. And Heat Wave this year, in case you haven't heard or figured out yet, marked your calendar. Tropical Heat Wave is going to happen May 4th. It's a Saturday. Four stages, 16 bands. Supposed to be a special theater thing happening, too, a special hip-hop theater thing. Something that's never been tried before, so it's going to be really cool. We like to be experimental here at WMNF Tampa. So we hope you like this band. If not, guess what? There are 15 other ones to choose from. It's going to be a great time. This band is called Sweeping Promises. We're going to hear a track called Hunger for a Way Out. We want to see you at Tropical Heat Wave May 4th.
Fools, check. April showers, check. Earth Day, check. Earth Month improv show, double check. On Friday, April 26th at 7 p.m. in the live music studio, WMNF and Living Mirror Playback Theater present Listen to Your Mother, Conversations with Mother Earth. Combining storytelling, theater, music, and improv, these monthly shows make for a compelling evening of community sharing and live performances. You can reserve your seat at WMNF.org/events and check it off your list.
Well, the other day I was getting stalled, getting baked like to the bone, when I thought a rise that got my wheels a-turning. I was thinking about that devil's plan, how it saved my life, things like that, and how God spoke to Moses through a bush a-burning. Well, there's a lot more to it. It's a wine in the cup, and I believe that Jesus was a stoner. As a long-haired man in sandals and a tunic, I bet his stuff was a minor therapeutic, seeing that his dad is the one that created it. Folks back then, they didn't let things spoil. There was THC in that, and on and all, I bet your Pontius Pilate was a square, and he just hated it. Smoking weed with Jesus, high as the Almighty. Between us, Lord, you should have seen us feeling quite peaceful.
In a brewery, passing out the holiest of hops. There's probably edibles of every kind. Good silver tequila, surf chill with a lime and a hot tub with the Messiah sitting in it. Well, that long-haired man in sandals and a tunic will be smoking mud and feeling therapeutic. I bet he'd even pick and sing a psalm or three. Yeah, he'd take himself a final toke, blowing clouds and O-rings with the smoke, and then pass that holy hog leg over to me. Smoking weed. Stoned in the hot tub with the Lord on high, and I'd do my best not to fan out on the guy. That's probably easier said than done, but I know I'm not the only one who thinks that everything about Jesus is pretty neat. He was born in the country in a little old manger. His biggest fan is a red-headed stranger. Believe it or not, that there's the gospel truth. And I hope he gets there long after me and you, but you gotta wonder if he were there too. Hanging out in heaven, what would we? I got hurt.
You're listening to 88.5 WMNF Tampa.